A Christmas Dream and How It Came True by Louisa May Alcott. "I'm so tired of Christmas, I wish there would never be another one," exclaimed a discontented-looking little girl as she sat idly watching her mother arrange a pile of gifts 2 days before they were to be given. "Why, Effie, what a dreadful thing to say! You are as bad as old Scrooge, and I'm afraid something will happen to you as it did to him if you don't care for dear Christmas," answered Mama, almost dropping her silver horn she was filling with delicious candies. "Who was Scrooge? What happened to him?" asked Effie, with a glimmer of interest in her listless face, as she picked out the sourest lemon drop she could find, for nothing sweet suited her just then. "He was one of Dickens's best people, and you can read the charming story some day. He hated Christmas until a strange dream showed him how dear and beautiful it was and made a better man of him." "I shall read it, for I like dreams and have a great many curious ones myself, but they don't keep me from being tired of Christmas," said Effie, poking discontentedly among the sweeties for something worth eating. "Why are you tired of what should be the happiest time of all the year?" asked Mama anxiously. "Perhaps I shouldn't be if I had something new, but it is always the same, and there isn't any more surprise about it,"